every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And it all has to do with you.
Thanks for tuning in.
It's Rosie on the House, your weekend wake-up tradition.
Come on around back, Arizona. We're going beyond the back 40. We're going to a part of Arizona most people probably never even heard of today. It's the first Saturday of the month, so we're talking farm fresh commodities, and we always try and connect the listener to farm and ranch products that are coming out of the field and into our grocery stores, farmers markets, CSAs, whatever the case may be, and connect you to your local agriculture community. And we have spokeswoman Julie Murphy of the Arizona Farm Bureau in with us as always.
Good morning, Romy.
And what do you have lined up for us today?
So we have someone from Duncan, Arizona, like you were referring way out there. His name is Richard Clark. He manages the Gila River brand goat and lamb company. He actually has his own herd too, I believe. Richard, you'll have to give us insight. But before he comes on, I got a little backstory I got to tell you that I think you'll appreciate. So my team, we're the outreach team for Arizona Farm Bureau. And once COVID-19 hit and the governor said, shelter in place, stay safe, we all were sent home, and my outreach team, we're on the road most of the time. So we pivoted to making 3 calls a day to our farm and ranch members just to check on them. And this was the typical phrase we'd get from them. Julie, we're good. We've been sheltering in place most of our farm life anyway, because we're way out in the middle of nowhere and we've got a freezer full of meat. We're good. We're just making sure our community is fed. So a lot of times they'd be shipping things. And that's kind of what, when I connected with Richard Clark, and Richard, I believe you and I had visited before, but we just had this great conversation. He was telling me what they're doing out there in Greenlee County. And Richard, yes. We're so happy to have you. And I'm so glad that I've gotten to know you better, because we've been making those calls.
Well, you know, hopefully I'll be fluent on the radio station so that we can have a good conversation.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So you have to tell us your story. Launch by saying what got you into farming, and then tell us about the Gila River brand goat and lamb producers company.
Okay, Julie. Well, you know, I took ag in high school, and, you know, I was old my whole life on small scale, you know, raising you know, a few goats or chickens and that kind of stuff. And about 16 years ago, I got the chance to buy a farm, which I thought was only slightly less likely to happen than being chosen as an astronaut. Well, you know, you tend to think of, you know, the cost of land and equipment and livestock. It's very prohibitive to become a farmer if you're not born into a farm or ranch family. And so when I got the chance, I took it. And and living the dream that that my grandparents would have loved.
Yeah. So, and one of the interesting things you told me on our conversation several weeks ago, Richard, was how... Am I correct that you were an engineer before you got into farming?
Well, not really. I was an IC mask designer, which means I did the physical design of computer chips, essentially.
There you go.
Really a specialized form of drafting.
But that's
you know,
a
huge... You struggle constantly to keep up with changes in technology.
Right. So that's a huge contrast. And an interesting way for you to get in. And obviously this farm that you must have invested, I'm assuming, is in Greenlee County, correct?
It is in Duncan. And if you're real familiar with the area, it's in Franklin, which is a little non-existent town anymore outside of Duncan. Greenlee County is the least populated county in Arizona, 7 people per square mile. And it's still too crowded some days.
I was going to say, that sounds like a place I want to move.
And it's beautiful out there.
It is. It's, you know, because we have the Gila River that runs through the valley. And So if you look toward the river, and in the summertime when the fields are all planted, it's I've had people come out and visit and say it's green like upstate New York.
Wow. So tell us about the business.
Well, we have about a 700-acre farm, about half of which is irrigated cropland, and the other half is just raw land that we can graze a couple times a year based on the monsoons. We raise mostly sheep, Dorper St. Croix crosses, which is a hair sheep meant just for meat, and some goats, boar goats, which are a good meat goat. And a few years back, probably about 10 years now, the trouble with living in Greenlee County or in Duncan is you're centrally located and it's a long ways to everywhere. You have to drive 40 miles to get to the first traffic light, the first bank, the first hospital, the first proper grocery store. And no matter which direction you drive in. So it's difficult here to sell off the farm. If you live close to Phoenix or Tucson, you can sell what you produce just by people coming out and getting it.
So do you buy groceries in Safford, Wilcox, or Lordsburg? Yeah. Which direction do you go?
Say again?
Which direction do you go for groceries, Safford, Wilcox, or Lordsburg?
Oh, Safford, because Lordsburg and Wilcox don't have very much. Safford's the place you go. And so, in the past, all of the small producers, people that raised goats and sheep here, the only place they knew to sell their stuff was to go to Pacific Livestock in Phoenix, which was 200 miles each way. And an auction is always kind of a crapshoot. If you catch it on a good day, you make money. And if you catch it on a bad day, you may give your stuff away. And so periodically, a guy would come by with a stock trailer from Tucson, and he'd visit all of the little producers. And he would offer us $55 a head for our goats or sheep. And, you'd kick the ground and curse under your breath and think, but it's that or drive 400 miles for an unknown thing. So a while back, one of the local guys that raised goats managed to get a hold of a phone number of a buyer for one of the specialty meat markets in Tucson. And and we called and talked to him, and we formed the Gila River Goat and Sheep Producers, which is a collection of small producers banded together to collectively market and transport their goats and sheep.
How many in the group? How many? So it's kind of like a co-op, right? So,
well, a little, except it's. It's not officially a co-op.
Okay.
When we first started, I went down to the USDA and said, well, what do you do for co-ops and how are they? And they just kind of looked at me and said, we don't know. We don't do anything with co-ops. So it's a group of people working together to be successful. There's probably right now active about 10 members. And, you don't have to sell everything you produce through the association. If you want to, you can. If you can sell off your farm, that's fine. When I was first getting into this, to start a farm, I remember reading American farmers are really good at producing, but not always very good at selling. And so by working together, you can't go to a meat market or someplace and say, if I raise goats, will you buy them from me?
Right.
Because you've got nothing to sell him. And he'll say, sure, but it doesn't mean anything until you show up with a goat.
Right.
But then if you produce your goats and then go out and try to find somebody to buy them, you're stuck with a bunch of goats.
So what is the market, since, and most of it's directed to Tucson right now? You did, on our original call a few weeks ago, you did mention you guys might expand into Phoenix, but the main market you have is Tucson. And what's the typical customer? You said specialty meats, so.
Everything that we produce is purchased by two specialty meat markets in Tucson. And what we do is, when we have stuff to go to market, I call the buyers for those markets and arrange to meet them at the packing house in Wilcox. They approve the load, pay for them. We offload them. The packing house processes them, and the next day delivers them to the meat markets in Tucson. And we only service two meat markets right now because they purchase all that we can produce. And if I doubled our productivity tomorrow, we could sell them all still through just those two meat markets.
So
our problem actually isn't finding buyers, it's producers.
And the question I think we're asking is for the listening audience, if you were looking for this locally produced meat, what are the names of those markets in Tucson?
Okay. One of them is Caravan Foods, and the other one is Newer Market, N-U-R Market. They're both, everything that we sell to them and that is processed by the packing houses is processed halal. So I guess it might be the majority of our stuff is consumed by the Muslim population in Tucson.
And the goat meat or chevron is also pretty popular too with Hispanic markets also.
And we'll talk more about that. We've got to take a quick break here. It's the Farm Fresh Hour here at Rosie on the House.